Without relief, those quasi-governmental agencies could be confronted with a sudden spike in pension contributions, eating up more than three-fourths of their payroll. Both the House and the Senate have advanced different bills to take the pressure off, but Speaker David Osborne said his chamber had reservations about the plan coming from down the hall.
The biggest concern that our members had is they were hearing from a lot of their quasis, the health departments, in particular, that they just simply could not meet the requirements that were going to be mandated under that bill.
And the Senate also harbored concerns about the House bill. Both versions would have delayed pension increases for another year and allowed universities to leave the Kentucky retirement systems. But the Senate also provided an off-ramp for health departments and others. Senate President Robert Stivers says it's likely to be a focus on the legislature's final working day. And Osborne sounded cautiously optimistic they could reach a deal.
But I think they're pretty close, but didn't feel like that they were close enough to get all the details worked out and get something through.
Lawmakers return on March 28th after the governor's veto window. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.